bars, dance, and hang out with friends, even if the friends were gay. Especially if the friends were gay. In the summer of 1969, the Stonewall Inn served as a space for gays to meet, dance together, and express their physical attractions. It provided a showplace for crossdressers to camp it up in their finery. It was a spot to hang out with other people who understood what it felt like to be gay on the cutting edge of changing times. On the street, gays kept alert, wary of police officers in uniform, and mindful that the next attractive stranger posing as a homosexual might in fact be an imposter packing a police badge. Every state except Illinois carried sodomy laws that prohibited non-vaginal sexual intercourse, chiefly directed at gay men. People caught defying these laws, especially in public, but even at home, could expect to land in jail and receive verbal abuse, or worse, on the way. In the workplace, gays lived on edge, too. With the exception of a few careers, such as theater work, most gays had to mask their sexual identities or risk being fired. It was perfectly legal to dismiss someone from a job because of perceived sexual deviance. And then, homosexuality topped the list of so-called abnormal behavior. Federal employees